listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for staying with us as we continue this morning on Real Presence Live. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon Clark, joined by...
And this is Lynn Devitt.
And we are excited to welcome Deb Call from Memory Cafe to join us now. So if you haven't heard of Memory Cafe, we did have Deb on before, but let me just fill you in on a little bit about what it is. It's a free social gathering located in the Fargo-Moorhead area where people experiencing memory loss and their care partners can come together in a safe, supportive, and welcoming environment. And Deb is the Director of Programming and Community Outreach for Memory Cafe, so she is very much at the heart of this work. And what we're going to talk this morning about is how exercise and music and building relationships can really have a significant impact on those who are experiencing memory loss. And so, Deb, it is great to have you with us again this morning.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much, Lynn and Brandon, for having me on today.
Welcome.
So talk a little bit about, for those who didn't hear the first interview, just your role as a Director of Programming, Community Outreach. What does that mean specifically?
Well, let me back up just a little bit, Brandon, and suggest that I was one of the two co-founders of Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley. We started 7 years ago, and it was born, my co-founder and I really created Memory Cafe out of a need that we felt as caregivers for our own parents who were living with memory loss. Mm-hmm. My father lived and died with Lewy body dementia. My mother had Alzheimer's disease, and her father had Parkinson's disease, and also lived with a memory loss that oftentimes accompanies advanced Parkinson's disease. So the two of us recognized that there were a lot of things that we could do to improve the education, the socialization opportunities, the sense of connectedness, and just the freedom from living without this disease on your mind 24/7. We just recognized there was a lot that could be done as a community to improve the quality of life for these individuals and families. And so that's how we started Memory Cafe. So that's kind of a little bit of a background on how this Memory Cafe started back in 2017. My role is programming now, and actually I'm the interim executive director right now because our new executive director, who we just hired in January, Maggie Ness, is on maternity leave. So She has a fresh little baby that she's caring for right now, and so I'm back in the role of the executive director right now for about another month and a half. So that's just a little bit of background on our Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit now about the therapeutic benefits of music on a general level.
Music is so tremendously important, Lynn. It's really, the minute we hear a tune, the floodgates of memories open up, and we're just immersed in mostly pleasant memories from our past. So music is just a very powerful tool for all of us. We can all look back, whether or not we have Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, and just to think about how an old familiar song makes us feel, whether it's a hymn or whether it's an old Billy Joel tune or whatever it is we're listening to, it brings us back to a very pleasant time in our past that really empowers us and reminds us of who we are. So those memories really touch a multitude of senses that are really very important to reminding people who they are and their value to us and to the world around them. So it's really very important for us to engage with music with our family members and others living with memory loss. It really touches and taps into a part of the brain that never really goes away. In a sense, it's even strengthened as the disease progresses. So
yeah. Not quite this. Go ahead.
I was going to say the rhythm, the beat of music, you know, is so engaging. So whether or not we're listening to it or creating it, each engagement with music really brings a special challenges and joys to the brain and draws on special brain abilities that are very unique to us. So it can also be a really important part of maintaining a relationship with our loved one through music. So we really encourage our participants to consider how music can help them remain engaged to one another. It's really, again, a very powerful tool that we can use as this disease progresses.
Yeah, not quite the same, but I remember several years ago, my wife and her sisters and some friends, they used to play in nursing homes, so they would play live music for them, and they would play songs that they would know really well for the elderly there, and it was amazing to see them just light up and kind of tap along with the music and sing along, and so, you know, as you go about your work and you're seeing the music and how that music really impacts the folks that you're working with, you know, what is that like for you, just kind of seeing the light come on per se and seeing that memory in those good feelings and those experiences just unlocked, and they may not have been unlocked before?
It is such a privilege, Brandon. I would say more than anything, it's just a privilege to see how music impacts people, as you suggested. As one example, we have a monthly dine and dance, we call it, at the Moorhead American. And one of the gentlemen, Dustin Ellington, is one of our DJs for that event. And he was so moved by watching some of our participants, some of whom are quite advanced in their disease, dancing to familiar music in such a moving way. They were just so engaged with one another, so tenderly, and they were touching each other. They were wrapped around each other in such tender ways. It brought him to tears. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, if I could just hope that I could be a caregiver like these people are caring for one another with this disease, he said, I can only hope and aspire to something like that. It's very, very touching to see how music will really, you know, just dive through to the core of who the person is and who they are in their marriage, in their relationship with each other. And all of a sudden, the Alzheimer's or the Parkinson's dementia is all gone. And it's just the two of them dancing together or singing together or reminiscing together. And music is very, very powerful, and it's just a privilege to watch how powerful that is and the impact it has on these individuals.
And Lynn, isn't that the gift of life, right? Respecting the dignity of life. And in a way, that is evangelizing.
Absolutely. It reminds me, a few years ago, there was a little clip that went viral of this married couple, probably in their 80s, mid-80s, and they were both playing, they were playing piano, and one was singing an older song, and then the husband, like, taps his wife on the behind. This environment relit this sort of young love that they had. It was so beautiful and adorable. You know, all the younger people are like, oh, I hope that, you know, my husband and I or my wife and I can rekindle in those ways. But you're right, Deb. It was about the music. It was about the memories. You know, even at dinner, when we have older music, my parents are there, my dad will start one of his stories when he hears certain songs.
Yeah.
Really. You know, what is so great about it, too, is people living with various causes of dementia might forget why, you know, they might forget that this was, like, you know, a Bing Crosby song, just for an example. But they will not forget the mood, the feeling remains for hours after these encounters with music or after dancing with their loved one. The mood, it remains. And so even though the short-term memory is gone, we have so much power in the day-to-day lives of our loved ones to introduce them to these feelings of empowerment and these feelings of reminding people of their inherent, their intrinsic beauty and value through music. Yeah. It's really very powerful, and I see it as almost a responsibility that we have to remind them that they are very important people in our lives and remind them of a part, you know, a season of their life where this was a very active part of who they were, because they still are those people. It doesn't go away.
And we can do that so easily now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to show my age, but I still find it magical that I have music on my phone. I can just click an app and I can pull up any song that I want. And And like I said, I'm not kidding. We'll have dinner, and my youngest son has the most eclectic music. I think they think he's like 80 years old. and so some of the music that will come up, and my dad just starts smiling. We're pretty sure that my dad and my youngest son have the same Spotify list. But it's a beautiful thing, and all of a sudden we're hearing the stories and things that maybe he's told us before. Maybe he hasn't. My dad doesn't have any kind of dementia or anything, but even if you don't, but this idea of if you're going to go visit a relative, just bringing your phone and have Spotify ready.
Right. And Deb, I'm sure that, you know, it can be challenging for those who are caring for those with memory loss. You know, maybe they don't even recognize who they are, right? And so there's a lot of sometimes feelings that one has to work through. It's no fault of the person who has the memory loss, right? But it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt or that there's different things that the person, you know, family members and stuff have to work through. And so I'm sure that bringing music into it, it can provide an encouragement and even a peaceful feeling for the family that they're not completely gone. They're still very much there. Mm-hmm. There's just challenges going on.
That's for sure, yes. And if we look at our responsibility as reminding our individual family members or people in our lives who are living with dementia of their value, you know, so many times goals have ended. They're no longer at a bank, or they're no longer, you know, the chief clerk or whatever it is. But if we can remind these individuals, and the more we can do it, the better, just to maintain and develop a strong self, who they are today. It really is very, very helpful for them to just be reminded through music or through exercise or through the dramatic arts, creative arts, mm-hmm. that we can help our loved ones build a sense of self and remind them of who they were and who they still are to us. And music, exercise, and creative arts help us do that in very significant ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Deb, we got to step away to a quick break, but we're going to ask you to stay over and continue our conversation. For those just tuning in or maybe tuned in partway through our conversation, we're visiting with Deb Call, who's the Director of Programming and Community Outreach. She's also a co-founder and interim executive director. I don't know how you do all you do. That's a lot of different hats. For Memory Cafe, and specifically talking about those who are experiencing memory loss. We've talked about how music can help, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about exercise and building relationships, as well as a really big conference they have coming up in June. So stay with us. We're going to continue right after this.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Did you know you can listen to the RPR Network when you're on the go? Just search for Real Presence Radio in your app store. Listen live to any station across the network at any time, so you can stay connected to your local community from wherever you are. Plus, if you miss a program, the Real Presence Radio app is your one-stop shop for local and national podcasts, including our signature show, Real Presence Live. The Real Presence Radio app, with you every step of your faith journey. Download it today and see what you've been missing.
This is Father Bo Brown from the Diocese of Duluth. A lot of times us as Catholics, we struggle with the Holy Spirit because the Father is so approachable. He has a name that's very, that we all know, right, that we can relate to, and the Son as well. And when we get the Holy Spirit, oftentimes He can take this kind of back seat in our relationship with God. And we see early on in the book of Acts and the disciples in the early life of the church, we see how they live with the Holy Spirit, and they express to us what it's like to live with Him and how He both sanctifies what they do and their ministry and gives them special gifts, and also how He sanctifies their own lives. And they talk about how the Spirit brings certain effects in their life, like joy and peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. So I think it's good for us to think about today. What's our relationship with the Holy Spirit like? Is He a real person in our lives? We have the same kind of relationship with Him that we have with the Father and the Son.
That is Brenda Mary, and as her little children cast ourselves in their arms with a perfect confidence, St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary, Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for staying with us as we continue here on Real Presence Live. We're visiting with Deb Hall, who is, let's just say she has a lot of different hats at Memory Cafe. And this is a free social gathering opportunity where people experiencing memory loss and their care partners can come together in a safe, supportive, welcoming environment. And so far this morning, we've been talking about music's impact on those experiencing memory loss. And so, Deb, thanks for staying with us. There's a couple other things that we want to talk about as well that can help with those experiencing memory loss and those who are caring for them be able to unlock some of those memories. And one of those things is exercise. So how does exercise play into this?
Exercise is huge. It's just really, really a very important component to living well with dementia. And let me just start by saying on Monday mornings, we meet three times every week. Monday morning, Monday afternoon, and Wednesday afternoon within the Fargo-Moorhead area. On Monday mornings, we start from 9 to 9:30 by exercising. Coach Jay Kiley comes from CrossFit Fargo, and our people gather. We put a lot of chairs around a big circle. I think this last Monday, we had about, 61 people came. And what he does for that half an hour or 20 minutes to a half an hour is motivate and inspire us to move and to engage with one another, to look at one another with, like, either grimaces like, oh my gosh, we have to do 15 of these leg lifts, or you know, it's a really powerful way to start the day. And what we have found over the last couple of years that we've invited Coach Jake to come to Memory Cafe, we used to have him once a month, and people would literally leave the room. Like, they just did not want this in their lives. It was a Wednesday afternoon. And now that we're doing it Monday mornings and it's every week, we are developing a relationship, and that's what we're talking about today as well. A relationship with movement, with exercise, and a relationship as a community of people that are gathering together to do this together. So no expectation that everybody's going to do this well and right. Some people use chairs for balance, some do not. But we come together and we exercise together. And it's not an easy workout, let me tell you. Coach Jake, it's just like, you can do this. You do what you can, and let's do it together. And so what we're finding is it has built such a tremendous bond between the people who come to Memory Cafe on Monday mornings. They're moving together. They're being inspired together. Coach Jake always has a great message of encouragement and inspiration for us. But that movement and how it really just brings our brains into a peak focus and gets our heart rate going, so you've got this oxygenated blood that's running through your body. And no matter where you're at with your brain health, it feels good, and it's the right thing to do. Do what you can. Moving a little bit more every day is a good thing to do. So we're not probably going to win the Olympics, any of us, but we're going to have a good time, and we're going to get to the point where our bodies are working as well as they can, and it's through exercise and movement. In a community of people that are doing it together, that really is very, very powerful, and we love our Monday mornings.
Yeah. Deb, I'm looking at your website, memorycaferrv.org, and there is a tall gentleman in the back that has a CrossFit Fargo t-shirt. Is that Jake?
That's Jake.
Yeah. And everyone is smiling.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It's a smile of grimace, you know, like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? But that's the community, you know, moods and facial expressions, nonverbal communication is very, very important with people with advancing disease. So when you're in an environment like that where Coach Jake is up there and he's clapping his hands and he's motivating us and he's smiling and everybody else is doing the same, it's very contagious and it's very powerful. So Yeah, I posted a video on our Facebook page just on Monday from the group. If anybody wants to look at that, it's a Facebook for Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley, and I think it's been viewed about 500 times now. It's really fun to see how Coach Steak really motivates us and how people are really enjoying that interaction.
You know, we talked about some of the things that family members and those who care for those experiencing memory loss have to go through, but for those actually experiencing it, there's challenges as well, and I'm sure there's really hard days. So I can imagine how this exercise really helps uplift the mood, releasing those endorphins, that dopamine, those good feelings to help get them through those challenging days, don't you think?
Absolutely. It really promotes a sense of self and a sense of community, you know, knowing that you're out and about with other people who are living a similar journey, but just even getting out of the house. I mean, we've had our participants say it just feels so good to get out of the house and to breathe fresh air. You know, it's not something to just be assumed that everybody gets out of the house every day. Yeah. You know, oftentimes the biggest problem with people living with dementia, no matter what's causing it, is they become so isolated. They don't leave their house. They're afraid to go out of their house, or their care partners are afraid to take them out in public because they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be confronted. And so when people start realizing the freedom that comes with coming to Memory Cafe, well, you don't have to worry about any of that. It's a tremendous gift that we're offering the community, and they build this community with each other. That's, people say, I don't know what I would do without Memory Cafe. I don't know what my parents would do without Memory Cafe. It's just a lifesaver because of that freedom. And besides the education and besides the socialization and the good cookies and coffee we serve at every gathering and those kinds of things, it's just a way to get out of the house that's very empowering for both the family members and the person living with the disease.
And Deb, so there's this community at Memory Cafe, but like you said, there are others who are uncomfortable leaving their house. It's leading to some isolation. But let's say we have people listening whose parents are maybe more in that space. They're not ready to go to a gathering of in Memory Cafe. Are there things that we can do to help our loved ones in these same ways, even if we can't make it to more of a communal setting like this?
Mm-hmm. I would say the getting your loved ones out, you know, and engaging with the world around them, whether it's going to a park, whether it's going to a concert, you know, tapping into their life story, which is something we'll talk about at the conference. But what is it that your loved one enjoys doing? Do they like music? Do they like art? Do they enjoy basketball? Or, you know, what is it that they enjoy? And making sure that you're getting out of the house every day and they're engaging with the world around them. Maybe it's just sitting on the front step of their house and just being outside and listening to the birds or seeing people walk by. You know, whatever we can do to really engage in the creative arts, getting just simple watercolor paints and paint-by-number kits, the creative therapies, the art, the music, the drama, those kinds of things are very, very good for people who are developing dementia, and those areas of the brain are often spared by the disease. So thinking outside the box and thinking, well, just because my dad hasn't really enjoyed painting in the past doesn't mean he might not enjoy it now. And being willing to approach the idea with a positive attitude yourself, because moods, again, are very contagious.
Yes.
And to say, you know, hey, Dad, I've got this painting project. Will you help me with this? What do you think of this? And engaging their advice and their input, you know, but being very careful that you're approaching them with a positive attitude, like, I need your help. I want you to come with me to this concert. Will you please join me? You know, inviting them and encouraging them with a very positive attitude will be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have just a few minutes left. I want to make sure that we give you time to talk about this conference. So it's the Redefining Memory Loss Community Dementia Conference. And I love the subtitle of this, Recognizing the Intrinsic Value of Individuals Living with Memory Loss. It's Tuesday, June 4th from 8:30 to 3 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. What do you want listeners to know about this conference?
So the conference is for everybody. even if you're not a person living with dementia or caring directly for somebody living with dementia, this conference has something to offer you. This is a community, it's a community issue. We have 19,000 people living with Alzheimer's type dementia in North Dakota alone, close to 100,000 in Minnesota, and not very many of us feel comfortable, respectfully and comfortably engaging with people who are living with this disease. So we're encouraging the entire community to this conference because it has something for you as well. But certainly for family members, for friends and family, clergy, business leaders in the community, we really are encouraging everybody to come to the conference to learn how they can meaningfully and comfortably and respectfully engage with people who are living with this disease.
Tell us about the keynote speaker.
The keynote speaker, we're actually going to have two of them. He's bringing in one of his colleagues.
Oh, wonderful.
He is from the Hearthstone Institute at Apes Garden in Nashville, Tennessee, one of the most well-respected organizations in the country in terms of dementia education and building a dementia-friendly community. And then we're going to be having a lot of role-playing. The woman who will be coming with him is Christy. She will be doing the role-playing. She plays the fiddle. She's a lot of fun. So you can register by going to our website, memorycaferrv.org. You can go on our social media. You can find us there. You can call 701-404-6712 for ticket information.
And I'm just going to add, I went out to the website, and to register, you would go under the annual RML conference. Click on that, and that will give you more details about the conference, and it has the register now button and the schedule. So,
and I just want to mention, if you register before May 23rd, there is early bird pricing. So it's only $45 for community members, $65 for professionals, and that jumps $20 after May 23rd. So now is the time to register. Deb, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and God bless you for the work that you do.
Thank you, Deb.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, but coming up on Real Presence Live, we'll have our weekly update with Jason Adkins of the Minnesota Catholic Conference talking about the so-called Equal Rights Amendment. Now, this is something that could mandate legal abortion up to the moment of birth, promote harmful gender ideology, and many other things. So we're going to talk about how to fight back against this as we bring Jason on right after this.